It is time for the Observation Deck with Ham, and it is brought to you by our friends at Tylock George Eye Care.
Last segment, a noise was made that needs to be explained. We didn't draw attention to it here because some of us are radio professionals. I am not. But it drew our, it prairie dogged us here in studio when it happened. But said individual was rolling, so we decided not to stop him down out of
respect.
He turns back into a pumpkin.
Yeah.
But Tyler, I believe you have the audio in question.
And I think ultimately that's going to benefit the Mavericks in multiple ways, including I think there are going to be teams out there. Yeah.
Wow.
You missed the second one.
There was two?
And I think ultimately that's going to benefit the Mavericks in multiple ways, including I think there are going to be plenty of teams out there.
No, the second one is fake. The second
one it's
not.
I swear. I mean, I amplified it, but no, there were two.
Okay, yeah.
Are those both amplified?
Yes.
Okay.
But they were still kind of loud.
They were definitely audible.
The first one was audible enough for us, me and Daddy, to both make eye contact.
And Ham thought it was me.
Yeah.
The first one was a fishtail that somehow I did like a full 360 on the highway and was able to somehow like overcorrect and get it back. I don't know how I didn't stop down.
I was impressed with that because you steered into that skid so well and got the car back on the road.
And I had like gecko eyes at the same time because I could see out of one eye Ham looking at you and then you're trying to communicate back. It wasn't me. That wasn't me.
I'm over here.
I'm just trying to honor our Cooper flag, and you know what?
He deserves that honor,
which is why
we didn't stop down. You're going to ball out, we won't stop down for DJ's weird-ass frog throat.
I'm going to say that's a rare one that you can actually hear it without having to over-amplify it.
Can we get that one more time?
You want it clean?
Clean.
Yeah.
And I think ultimately that's going to benefit the Mavericks in multiple ways, including I think there are going to be plenty of teams out there. I'll see you on Friday, me.
Yeah.
Even though it didn't really...
It didn't stop us down.
It's not really an e-brake, but the lines of what is an e-brake have been blurred so bad.
Good morning, Friday morning.
We don't... I don't think we even know what e-brakes are anymore, but...
Good morning, Friday morning.
You're welcome.
You could take the hardline producer off the hardline, but you can't take the hardline frog that plagues from 3 to 7 out of the producer.
I think the frog has really started to infect the entire station. It really has.
It's like a once a week thing on the hardline, it seems like.
We're just not that good at broadcasting.
I mean, amen.
That's what it is.
Amen. Merriam-Webster, the keeper of words, has announced their official word of the year. This is determined by the editors at Merriam-Webster. They do this every year. Other word outlets do the same. We'll mention those in a moment. But Merriam-Webster announced their word of the year. The 2025 word of the year is... slop. Slop, as they define it, the digital content of low quality that is produced usually in quantity by means of artificial intelligence. Now, before I said artificial intelligence, that could describe our show.
Yeah, I think so. That's fair.
Pretty accurately.
Low quality.
Yeah.
Minimal effort.
Minimal effort, and slop is the perfect way to describe us.
Degrading the good name of radio, like AI slop. Degrades art, you know, it doesn't, creativity.
Our run sheets make it on the hard line.
You could have said it was the pig version of slop and it still would have been accurate.
Yes. Digital pig slop.
Pig snop.
These are reflected in absurd videos, off-kilter advertising images, cheesy propaganda, fake news that looks real, junky AI written books that have been more prevalent on social media feeds this year. This is what Merriam-Webster said. Past words of the year by Merriam-Webster. In 2024, polarization, this was due to the election and how they think America is more divided more than ever in their minds.
But we
also have like a civil war.
I don't really get that sense.
Civil rights era. Yeah.
Polar vortexes. 2023. Authentic was the word.
What?
Authentic?
Yeah.
What a punt.
2022, gaslighting.
Okay.
And then a lot of these are very era of the time specific. 2021, vaccine. And then in 2020, pandemic.
again, these don't seem like words that need to be highlighted or redefined.
It's
a low bar.
There's some give-ups in there for sure.
Other words for this year that they considered, the editors at Merriam-Webster for Word of the Year, W-O-T-Y, or Waddy, Word of the Year, gerrymander, touch grass, which I feel like that's been around for at least like a decade now.
Yeah, but the usage of the phrase touch grass has grown exponentially over the last couple of years.
Touch grass doesn't land unless you tag nerd on the end. Touch grass nerd.
Hey, touch grass nerd. Performative. Tariff.
Okay, yeah. All of these seem to be just like following the latest political story, and we'll just use one of these words.
Well, yeah. Conclave. We got a new pope now, Daddy.
That's true.
Yeah,
a cool pope.
A Chicago pope.
An American
pope.
And he's American.
Yes. And then one that's not political, which Dictionary.com put out as their word of the year, which is 6-7, which is not a word.
Not a word.
It's not even nothing.
What? Not a funny meme.
But as we were listening to last night on Monday Night Football, it's stupid. It doesn't make sense, but it's been affecting everybody, even Joe Buck.
With the Hall of Famer Troy Aikman, let's talk about the Miami Dolphins. They come in with a record of 6-7. 6-7. And so they're hot on this cold night.
It's almost like requisite if that number comes up, like you have to say it. It's so burned in our brain, even if you don't want it to be, it's just so ingrained in culture, especially, I'm going to say sports especially, just because
numbers pop up all the time.
Numbers pop up all the time, and eventually you're going to get those two numbers in a row.
And Troy is such a good teammate, too.
He courtesy does, laugh.
Courtesy laugh.
Courtesy laugh, here, but there was a head shake, too, about, God, okay.
If that happened up here, we would throw things at each other.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe, I guarantee you that was a Troy, really, man. That's that kind of laugh that was. Have you seen the trend with that at college basketball games this fall?
I have not. Mark that, too.
With that has been a thing at college basketball games. With the first team to hit the number, if they hit the number 67, the student section goes nuts.
Kids are stupid.
Yes.
Kids are
very stupid.
In and Out had to take...
And that is not a broad generalization. That is not painting with a broad brush. All kids are stupid.
Yes. In-N-Out had to take the combos off their menu because people were doing TikTok things with 6-7.
Like their 6 and 7 combos?
I think so, yeah.
Or do they have 67 things on their secret menu?
That's also a possibility.
Or do they have a burger that has 67 toppings on it?
Or 67 patties?
What a stupid burger.
Or just 6 meats, 7 cheeses.
7 different cheeses or 7 slices?
Slices.
I'd eat that.
Yeah. Maybe the kids are onto something.
No.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Is it me or is it the kids that are wrong? No. Oxford Dictionary, they also put out their word of the year, which is British, presumably. Oxford.
I already discount it.
Because of?
British.
Yeah. Rage bait was their word of the year.
It sounds like a 23-year-old. They're like, I don't want to. You know what it is? All of the, much like here at the Ticket, I think all of the full-time dictionary workers just go home for the holidays this time of year.
And just listen to their kids?
It just falls to the work in progress of the dictionary websites and say, y'all just pick it. We don't really care.
Yeah.
I think that's another Twitter, TikTok trend thing.
Rage baiting?
Yeah.
For sure. Trolling. That's just a different way of saying trolling.
Defined as online content deliberately designed to elicit anger or outrage.
Yeah, that's a version of trolling.
Yeah. Now, to refute your claim that they just go home and punt to us, at Oxford they have a 3-day voting process and they drew more than 30,000 votes.
We make up stuff all the time too. That is all completely. There is no way there's any type of voting process, and that's what it comes down to.
And if there was one, they don't have 30,000 votes.
No.
Now, if the Ticket had a word of the year, what would our committee select? I think in the past we would have selected Regonk, hot dog. For this year, would it be like Spunt, or was that last year?
Spunt came to mind.
Spunt was last year.
Shoddy.
Brother.
I was thinking brother. Ooh, also. Brother.
Cups.
Cups.
Brother, referring to a person.
Cups. Colleague.
A colleague, a good friend of yours.
Yes.
That you feel very comfortable talking in your own type of language with. Brother.
Brother.
Sorry.
Mostly used in the Dedi dialect. Mostly found in the Dedi dialect.
I refer to all of you as brother, so.
There was an ER at the time.
Yeah, you put the ER on there, the hard ER, whereas sometimes you go the A with certain people.
Brother. I say brother the way I say brother.
You just said it differently twice there.
No.
Thank you for noticing that, Baldy. I didn't want to continue
to call. I feel like
we're
all making a distinction that he's not.
Brother.
Anyways.
It's like an accent. You know what, Daddy? It's like whenever I went to college out of state and they're like, you definitely have a Texas accent. And I'm saying, no, I don't have any time. And then it's hard to hear yourself.
It's like the great whip debate of tender and tender.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Where Monty, instead of saying chicken tender, he's saying chicken tender. It's like, no, tender is like a with the fire or
or the app.
Yeah, or the app.
Tender.
That's a better one. Tenders are chicken. Tender.
I can't get into it again. But
it's too aggravating?
No.
But you're right, Tyler.
It's attacking Ham's favorite food, and so therefore he can't deal with the discussion.
I can make the distinction.
You're a pro. You're a linguist. When I think of people who have a strong command of the English language, first name that pops up to mind...
Ham.
Old Hammo.
Old Hammo.
Absolutely.
But slop, the Merriam-Webster word of the year.
It still seems like a give-up to me, but...
Those Stephen Hawking videos where he's winning the Daytona 500...
I'm pretty kick-ass when he's on the vert.
Or the Hell in the Cell where he's jumping off and breaking...
Mankind.
That is not slop. That is peak humanity. We have been bubbling in the primordial ooze for... all of eternity to reach this point. We're peaking right now. Maybe not on this show, but we're peaking.
Not right now.
We'll be peaking when the musers get back.
All right, brother.